All right, folks, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. You can do this, okay? And this is one of the ways that you get it done. You need to be on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and let me tell you why. When you get on this call, you can have an expectation that you're going to hear something tonight that's going to make a difference in your business right now. Now, that's not to dismiss any other call out there. There are so many awesome calls that are out in the field, but I recommend that this be one of the calls that you're on every week and bring your team with you. And I'll tell you something, tonight is no exception. But before we get there, let me just say this to you. Some of you are looking at your summertime right now, and you're thinking about taking time off from your Ambit Energy business. The leaders in this company who have made money in Ambit Energy will tell you that is a big mistake. Folks, let me tell you something. This is the time to really build your business. This is the time to make that push between now and ambition, because the people that join your business right now will be people that will be going with you to the national conference, coming out of the national conference with the incentives and the bonuses and everything else that are going to help your business catapult. Don't go on vacation in your Ambit Energy business. I know it's getting warm. I know the beaches and the pools and everything else are calling you. Make sure that you spend time building your Ambit Energy business, okay? Now, you hear people on this call talking about being registered for the national conference. And I got to tell you something here, okay? Some of you guys are procrastinating, and I highly recommend, you know you're going to go to the national conference, go ahead and get registered. Get it done, and don't let money be an excuse. You're in a money-making business. Go out and sponsor somebody new. Help them get their customers, get your bonuses, and then channel that into the cost of getting to the national conference. And Ambit Energy has reached out and made it even easier for you. Go to your Power Zone and look at the triple-double bonus. When you register for Ambition, they're giving you a way to make your money back quickly. Take advantage of that. Make sure you're at the national conference. Make sure that you are building your business right now. Guys, you're going to win if you do it. And if you don't, okay. That's not the way to become an executive consultant. That's not the way to become financially free. Go build your business. Go get registered for the national conference, okay? We got several other events going on regionally. Make sure that you can go to as many events as you can. Our corporate office is going on a tour. You know, make sure that you get that information. I'm not going to tell you all the things. You need to do that yourself. And Ambit Power Trip, registration is still open. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Get yourself registered for these events. The leaders in this company, the leaders in the field will tell you that almost on every occasion, it was a big event that made a difference for them in their Ambit Energy business. Whether it was Power Trip, whether it was Ambition, whether it was Simulcast, a big event made the difference. Guys, don't miss out on the opportunity. Now, I'm going to introduce our featured speaker for the evening, but I'm going to do it a little differently tonight. As a host of a local meeting, I frequently close our business presentations, and this is one of the stories that I love to tell. It's about our featured speaker tonight. I'm going to share it with you tonight. There's a basketball coach in Tyler, Texas, who got an opportunity to see this business. And when he saw this business opportunity, he was actually offended that someone would show him something like this because he doesn't do these kind of deals. Now, granted, he will bale hay in the summer. He will paint fences. He will do those odd jobs. He will even teach kids that don't know how to drive driver's ed. Now, one of the craziest things I can think of is being in a car with a teenager that doesn't know how to drive and be responsible for teaching them driver's ed. But he didn't do these kind of things. But his motivation, his why, was his 14-year-old daughter. You see, she wanted a car for her 16th birthday. And whenever he took her to school, she would point out the different kids' cars, the kids had gotten for their birthday or the new cars that these high school kids were getting. So he figured instead of the thousands upon thousands of dollars that he saw in the presentation, if he could make $400 a month, He could set that to the side. And when her, when his daughter turned 16, he could go out and buy a cash car, pay for it. She'd be happy. He'd be a hero. So he started his Ambit Energy business with a very passionate why. Segway, the 5 years later, he was already a millionaire in Ambit Energy. He had bought his daughter a car for her birthday, bought his son a truck for his birthday, had retired his wife from her job, which was really important because she got the opportunity to spend the final days with each her mom and her father before they passed on. And when he retired as a basketball coach, he was already wearing a yellow jacket in Ambit Energy. Folks, please welcome to the call executive consultant from Tyler, Texas, Coach Allen Johnston. Coach, are you there?
Hey, Bear, I'm here, man. Thank you so much for those kind words, and I always had to pinch myself. I appreciate you sharing that. It was a grind. It was, you know, it was just, it was worth doing. And you bring up a valid point. If you don't mind, Bear, I'm just going to go ahead and flow on with this business conference call tonight. And I want to say thank you first for everyone getting on the call. I hope that something I share tonight resonates with you. And more than anything, I hope it makes an impact in your job with Ambit Energy. I hope it something that I say will help you reach your goals, because I refer to Ambit as my financial God wink. Bear's right. I looked at everything. I never would do any of them. But there was a reason. There was an internal push to join Ambit Energy, and I'm very glad that I did. You know, we talk about objections all the time. People hear, I don't have the time, and personally, for me, not trying to put myself above anybody on the call, but that's the one objection people don't need to say to me. When I was coaching and teaching, and when we were in season, I averaged about 110 hours a week with my job. I started my Ambit business in the middle of basketball season. You know, what I chose to do 9.5 years ago was turn the radio off in my truck. And I just use my Bluetooth now. It doesn't matter if I'm running up the road to pick something up that we might need for supper, or if I'm going on a long drive across this great state of Texas to share the business. I never listen to the radio. I'm on the phone. I'm valuing the time that I'm given for that day, and I'm trying to help someone see this opportunity for what it is. And while I've been building Ambit, I have realized that there are four primary things that we do, and all of you know this. All of you know it. We present, we validate. I'm sorry, we invite, we present, we validate, and we ask for a decision. Now, in doing that, I want to kind of set the stage this evening with a fact. 42% of the rich people in our country has created their wealth through an MLM. Now, I'm not saying it's Ambit Energy, although I believe that Ambit Energy is the token opportunity to make a sizable amount of money. You know, you've got four ways that you can generate an income. You can get employed by someone. You can have a traditional business. You can be some type of contract worker, or you can own your own MLM. It breaks down that 95% of our population out there in this country is employed by someone. That's why I always ring in my, it resonates in my mind that saying that I saw, you can build your dreams or someone's going to hire you to build theirs. And this type of business that I had no interest in doing has totally changed our lives, and I want it to change yours as well. But I want to ask you to internalize a question. What type of goals are you setting for yourself? What type of goals are you setting for your business as you're going into this Ambit Energy journey? I don't care if you're new to this business, if you're a guest on the call, if you're like me and have been around for a while, you've got to have goals. 98% of our American population do not have written goals. 98% of the people that we see in this entire country do not have a written goal. So if that's a fact, and it is a fact, then that means 98% of you listening to me on this call have not written down a goal. You could come to our home right now, walk in, and like a lot of you have magnets on your refrigerator. On the side of the refrigerator is a big one, and it's got all the goals written down there. There's also a vision board. I believe in those. If you believe it, you will achieve it. Seems like a slogan or some type of saying, but it's a fact. You know, Bear, again, thank you for bringing up Rachel's story. My daughter was bugging me. I don't mind telling you guys. She was bothering me about getting a car, and as a dad, it was hurting me to disappoint her. A public educator in the state of Texas is not treated very fairly financially, in my opinion, anywhere in the country, but I know more about Texas, so I'll just say here. And my wife, Leanne, was a highly successful track and field coach and also an educator. So our two incomes allowed us to live paycheck to paycheck and most months without the stress of the next month's paycheck coming. So we weren't poor. I don't want to paint that picture, but we were not financially free. My daughter, being a young child, didn't understand that. She got her school clothes. She got the things she needed. She got to have birthday parties. She got to do stuff that I know other children don't get to do. But it still wasn't enough to get her what she wanted. And we were busy, just like you guys are. We were busy. There was not enough time in the day just to breathe, it seemed, just like most of you feel a lot of times. And as a dad, I wanted nothing more than to be that huge gift of surprise. I grew up an educator's son. I asked my dad for a car on my 16th birthday. I got a new bicycle. I didn't get offended by that. It didn't bother me. I got it. I knew how we were living. We didn't have trust accounts waiting on us. We were blue-collar America, and I can say that. A lot of you don't think that educators are blue-collar, but they are. Go walk a mile in their shoes. And so with that being said, I saw Ambit for what it was worth. I saw it for an opportunity to do four things on a part-time basis, invite someone to take a look, present it to them, get someone to validate it, and ask them if it made sense. And my friends, it never once bothered me whenever I got told no. The people that told me no along this journey, I owe them the most of anyone in terms of motivating me to go build this business. Telling me no motivated me because my mind clicked over to that athletic mindset of, I'm going to go blow this thing up and make you regret not joining me in business. You telling me no is like you saying I can't do it. And I'm going to go prove to myself that I can. And along the way, I'm going to get my daughter a car, and I'm going to show you what you missed. I still have that mentality today. I was told no yesterday by a pretty good friend of mine who said this stuff doesn't work. I told him, I know exactly how you feel. I felt the same way whenever I looked at it the first time. But what I found, this one does, because I don't have to sell anything. So let's talk about your goals. And I want everybody on this call to consider four types of goals to be set for you. And I think you should set these four goals continuously and revisit them all the time. The first goal, obviously, is why you started Ambit, an income goal. What are you wanting to get from Ambit financially, monetarily? The second goal is your productivity goal. That's you building your business. You see, I purposely, when I do an in-home here, I talk about that one word a lot. Everybody on this call, it's about you. You control your destiny. You're in charge of your business. You're going to get out of this what you put into it. The third thing is your skill set goal, which is real important to me as a coach and a former player. I used to say this all the time, and I can tell all of you, in my 30 years of coaching, I never one time cut a player from one of our teams. Because I believe this, coaches don't cut players, players cut players. And I used to tell those boys that all the time. I'm not going to cut any of you. Your skills going to cut you. Your grades are going to cut you. Your behavior is going to cut you. I'm going to teach every one of you the same skill set. Some of you are going to go home and you're going to perfect it. Some of you are going to outwork each other in this gym and you're going to perfect it. Some of you are going to go to the Y and perfect it. Some of you are going to be satisfied with where you're at. Some of you are going to think, I'll go pick the ball up tomorrow. I'll pick it up the next day. I'll get it the next day. You see, AMBIT's a lot like the same thing. You've got to work on your skill. And then the fourth one is personal development goals. Personal development goals. Again, I want to talk about these four one more time real quickly. Income goals, productivity goals, skill set goals, and personal development goals. What are yours? Please take some time, think about it, pray about it, meditate over it, chew on it for a while, and then hold yourself accountable. And I want to talk about productivity goals first. A very wise entrepreneur in this industry by the name of John Morrison, a lot of y'all know executive consultant John Morrison, I went to one of his trainings a few years ago over in Temple. And John did a PowerPoint, and he showed the power of personally sponsoring one person a month for a year and having a team of individual business partners that set a goal to personally sponsor one business partner a month for a calendar year. You guys, get your calculator out after this call and do the duplication on that and look at what those numbers would be like in this business. Now, you're sitting there probably thinking one person a month for a year doesn't seem like a lot. But you put one in this month, and you and him put one in the next month, and then you, him, and her put one in the next month, and then you, him, her, and those other four new ones put one in the next month, you start getting the general idea. It goes back to that principle of, would you like to have $1 million right now? Or would you take a penny double today for 31 days? Anyone that knows that scenario would take the penny double today. Now, realistically speaking, on a 30-day average month, by sharing the plan with someone, do you believe if you really focus in it and focus on those four things I brought up that you all know about, invite, present, validate, and ask for a decision, over the course of a month, could you land yourself one business partner to focus on with, to set that as a mandatory goal, if you will? See, that's where your productivity starts kicking in. Now, I'm not forgetting about that number one thing, your income goal, what you're after. I get asked quite frequently, what is your opinion, coach? What's your opinion? What's the secret to success in AMBIT Energy? And I'm not taking away from those vitally important things of invite, share the plan, validate. I'm not taking away from that. But in my humble opinion, if you will hit a bonus check a week for a calendar year, and then tell me what it's like a year from now, you'll be smiling from ear to ear. See, it becomes a habit after a while. You don't want to miss a bonus check. It doesn't matter to me if it's $100 at first one, $100 for bringing someone in, $100 for bringing someone in, maybe getting registered for ambition, which you should be, no questions asked about that, getting a piece of this triple-double that's going on right now. And then all of a sudden it's 55, and it's 55, and it's 55. See, my friends, celebrate your success when you hit the bonus check, because that tells you growth is taking place. When you're getting a bonus check, you're adding new customers. New customers means that there's that other piece of this business that we're all after. Nobody needs to survive and build a business on bonus money. Don't get me wrong. The bonus money can be lucrative. The bonus money can be nice. The bonus money can be changing, but it can only change for that amount of money. I don't know how many on this call works a regular job that pays you residual. But what I knew for 30 years going in, every single year, how much I was going to make spread over that next 12 months because I was salary. We didn't get overtime. We didn't get any of that stuff. So I knew to budget our livelihood on that month-to-month-to-month-to-month amount of income that we were going to bring in. That's just like our weekly bonus checks. Because once that money came and it was gone and wasn't coming again until then that end of the month or the next month. Or you might be like I was during the summer, teaching driver's ed. Work an hour, get paid for an hour. Work an hour, get paid for an hour. Thing about that was, it didn't matter. If I didn't work that hour, I didn't get paid. But if I worked that hour, I got paid. If I went to the burger shop, I'd spend what I got paid for that hour, and I had to be able to eat next, I had to work another hour. Y'all know the routine. When I was cutting, raking, and baling hay, we got paid for every time we rolled a bale of hay out of the back of that combine or every time we moved a bale of hay into the barn. We didn't get paid for each time that the cows ate on that round bale. We got paid one time. But see, by going after and attacking the bonus checks, you're creating that income. And celebrate it. You know, I'll never forget E.C. Chad Vermillion coming to Tyler 6 years ago and doing one of our business presentations and talking about his funnel of success. And he took his expenses that he has every single month, and he went from the smallest to the largest. And if memory serves me right, his smallest was his water bill, and his largest was his mortgage. And inside that funnel, he had everything from cell phone to cable to internet to health insurance, auto insurance, to car payments, to mortgage, and some others in there. And as he built his business on income goals and his residual met the amount of his water bill, he marked it off. And then whenever he met the cell phone, he marked it off. Then when he met the cable, he marked it off. Because each time that his income increased to a point where he could afford the next bill that he knew he had coming, because just like I posted today, you've got residual bills. Build yourself a residual income. And that's what he was doing. That is a great income goal to have. And then the skill set goal. Just like I used to tell my players. Let me share this with you real quick. I always talk about our freshmen because we had freshmen that would come in at the beginning of the school year, and every one of those guys thought they were Stephon Curry or LeBron James or Michael Jordan or whoever. And I'd tell my assistants, just sit over here on the side, roll the balls out and watch them. And he goes, the young coaches would say, what are you watching for? And I said, just sit back and let's watch. We'd roll the balls out and boys would run and grab the balls off the rack and they'd run out and they'd get behind the 3-point line. And they'd just start jacking that sucker up and bouncing off each other's heads, throwing off the top of the backboard. And then I'd look around and I'd find those 5 or 6 boys that were in their clothes working on the short range shots. We'd bring them all down to the end, and I'd bring those 5 or 6 out that were in there honing their skills. And I'd look at the reaction of the boys sitting in the bleachers because they were all sitting over there thinking, hey, I was a star in the junior high last year. I started over that kid he's got out there. But what I knew is these kids that were practicing their skill set were going to develop into what we were looking for. I say that to ask you this question. How often are you practicing your invitations? You don't want to be robotic when you call someone up to ask them to take a look. I like to call people up, and the very first question I ask them immediately is simply this. Hey, Bear, how you doing? Hey, man, are you busy or do you have a minute? That's my favorite question I ask. And the reason I start all my invitations off with that question is it intentionally tells Bear that I've got something I need to talk to him about, whether he's busy or not. And it'll go from whatever direction he answers that question. If he's busy, then I'm going to set up a time that I can call him back when he's got a few minutes to talk to me. If he's free, then I'm going to take a few minutes to tell him how much I appreciate it and that I've got something I need his opinion on, that I'm doing for my children and their college education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know your invitations. We've got to practice them all the time. We have to practice our skill set in being prepared to overcome objections. Get your business partners together and role play overcoming objections. Practice it on yourself. Improve your skill set, my friends. When someone asks you, and I visit with all of my family here in Tyler, and guys, we're all a family. I don't say that loosely. I mean that. Everyone is a part of my monetary team, if you will, the ones that financially pay me, although I look at this as the Abbott family. I love every one of them. I want every one of them to have more success than I've had. But what I tell them all the time, and I'll do this at meetings that I do across the state, I go around the room during trainings and ask them what they do. And they'll say, I'm an insurance agent. I own a court reporting company. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I sell cars. And I go all the way through the room, and I look at them, and I just have this, I'm shaking my head like, no, no. And after a while, they're looking at me like I'm stupid. I own a store, and I'm sitting there shaking my head, no, you don't. And whenever they get through, and I go through the whole room, I look at them, and I said, you guys are not ready. Because that's not what you do. When someone asks you what you do, you've got to be prepared to come back with that. I love to tell people, I own a consulting business. I'm developing a team of marketing professionals. We represent the fastest growing company in America that's part of the largest shift of wealth in America's history. And I'm currently out looking for people looking for a fair chance. What do you do? Most of the time they come back with, tell me more about what you do. And guys, it can get to the point where you got to be in a hurry like you all know to do, and you set an appointment to come back to them later. But you've got to practice that skill set. And then that last one, practice personal development. I'm not a big reader, but every single morning that I get my hindquarters out of bed, I go down and I do a morning devotional. It's important to me. And the next thing I do is I find something motivational for the day, whether it's just some type of little small saying or whether it's watching a video online. And a lot of times I'll repeat and watch the same ones over. It doesn't matter to me, but I've got to find something that's going to get my day going. If I turn on the news, I'm going to see negative. And I don't want to be a negative person. I love Ambit Energy. Ambit Energy can change everybody's life who's got an ear to a phone right now. And Ambit Energy can change everybody's life that's willing to give themselves permission to join you in business. Look, guys, if you go to work tomorrow and you have a perfect day, I say congratulations. And if Tuesday's a perfect day, I say wow. If Wednesday's a perfect day, I'm going to think you live in utopia already. The reality is, not every day is perfect at your job. Well, here's a news flash. Every day is not going to be perfect with Ambit. But what it can be motivational according to how you prepare yourself for these days. There's no reason that we can't all be highly, incredibly successful. I mean, when you look at the PowerPoint, my friends, there's over $100 billion available to be made. What if we all just made 0.2% of $100 billion? Why not? Why not? I'm going to close with this. All you got to do is this. You need to do what's necessary. That's an everyday effort with a prepared mindset. Then you follow that up with do what's possible. What's possible? It is very possible to invite someone and present it to them. If you will do what's necessary, followed by doing what's possible, suddenly you're going to be doing the impossible. Believe it, achieve it. Dream big, be a visionary, give yourself permission, go through the obstacles that are going to face you, knock down those pillars that get put in front of you, get to the mountaintop, give yourself permission, set your goals, write them down, and I will see you at the top. Thank you, Bear.
Man, you brought it again. You brought it again. Guys, I got to tell you, this is another one. This is another one of those calls that you need to hear more than once. We'll get it up to you as quickly as we can. But not only should you hear it again, you should get your team to hear this call. That persistence, that commitment, that dedication, that's what makes it happen. Coach, I want to thank you for being on this call tonight. I'm glad that Brian gave you a call and asked you to be with us. And like I said, you did it again. And thank you very much.
Bear?
Yeah.
Before we unmute, guys, y'all take a minute tonight and lift the McClures up in prayer. Today is Harrison's birthday. That's Brian's son that passed away tragically. And I understand that this wasn't a place for him to be tonight. So I appreciate him for giving me a chance to substitute for him. But in tonight, before you lay your beautiful, handsome heads down, lift them up for prayer. Thanks, Bear.
And thank you for that. You know, many of us knew Harrison McClure, and he was a very, very good person. He really was, and I miss him as well. So thank you for that. Folks, I'm going to open up the lines, and you get to say thanks to Coach Johnson as well. Hold on just a moment.